Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. ReadyFounder.com, right? Right, John?
Yes, sir. Yes.
ReadyFounder.com. You can find all the things that John does there, the way he helps the people he works with and could help you if you'd like for him to. And the book Six Secrets to Startup Success, still available wherever books are sold. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. So, one of the things that I think troubles people these days, John, is they're I think people are concerned, and as am I, about business relationships. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I've thought a lot about that as I was reading your book, because this same technology that is leading to the shift towards the age of the customer is you know, where 24/7 information availability, I think it also is creating a sense of overwhelm for a lot of people, for a lot of customers. A lot of my clients are feeling overwhelmed. They feel like they don't have any time. Their time is compressed. And I think for salespeople, for example, particularly in a B2B setting,
right,
it's hard to get in that door. It's hard to get the real substantive contact with somebody to have a real conversation. And so I was curious, you know, what you've seen and what you think is going to be happening over time with good old-fashioned relationship building.
Well, I think relationship building, there are two things going on. I think in terms of humanity, in terms of human beings, I think customers, real customers out there who expect to do business with someone, you know, be in business for a while, I think those people are looking for relationships with people who can stay relevant to them. They're not just looking for another vendor. They can find those people a lot of places. But I do believe that there's going to be plenty of room for relationships out there. But it's not going to be. But people aren't going to. In the old days, they had to go through a dozen prospects to find a relationship. And now they're able to pre-qualify themselves. I'm sorry, to self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify a suspect or a prospective company before that company even knows they exist. And by doing that, they narrow down the people they're going to have to talk to find the one vendor they're going to have a relationship with. I think that's how it's not so much that people are going to want more or less relationships. I think the process of building those relationships, of acquiring them, that's what's changing. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. The model has almost been turned on its head.
And right.
In some ways, it's always been like this, but the ability to have a rich network of people that you trust and they trust you professionally has grown exponentially. And just because so much information is now available about all of us.
Right. Well, see, I always believed that if somebody would let me get in the door, they'd like me and they'd want to do business with me. I believed that. And so, whether I was right or wrong, I believed it. And so, I was pretty good at getting in the door. But the problem today is access, isn't it? People won't let everyone in.
It's access with trust, because most of these processes for selling, particularly business services, is a long cycle sell, and it's high stakes for the customer. If they're going to change a vendor or change a relationship, there's risk attached to that, and therefore they need to trust you,
right.
And they're going to trust you first through relationship, through a referral from someone they trust, or an association that they have with you.
Something you said or done before you ask them for their business. That's the reason I call it contribute first, contract second.
Yes, I love that. I love that. You build a relationship before you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And
but that takes a longer view, John. And if you're a hitman type of, if you have a hitman type of sales mentality, you know, I think you're going to have a tough time in the age of the customer. What do you think?
I think that's right. The end of the month won't work anymore.
That's exactly right. You've got to have a longer view, especially in the B2B sector. Hey, John, give us that website again, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
Check it out, folks. John's very important, could be a very important part of your future. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
John
Bradbury. Congratulations on a great book.
Oh, thanks, John. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.